You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
Friday, 12 p.m., I'm sorry, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You're listening to Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting. We're about to have an awesome show. We got a couple awesome special guests coming up. We got MIC in the house. MIC is going to be talking about his path to success and how he's doing. We got Ray J coming up, Ray J and Sahiba, his new artist. We'll be talking about a lot of awesome things. I think we need to pop a beat on here, get some background noise. I'm your host, Eric Zuli, on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. We have a really special guest, real good friend of mine, that's going to be calling in, and the lines are not open. The lines are completely full, guys. I apologize if you can't get in, but everything is full right now, and we're waiting for a real major casting director, very, very good friend of mine, Roz Taylor Jordan, who is the official casting director for America's Got Talent. She's the woman you want to know. That's the woman you want to know if you got dreams and goals and aspirations. You want to show those skills as an artist or a musician or dancer or whatever skills you might have. She's the one that makes that happen for you, and I'm hoping that she's able to call in. In fact, we'll probably be calling her. So number's 914-338-1303, and this is a show that helps make it a little bit easier on you. BlogTalkRadio.com. We do it every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We got some awesome, awesome things happening for you guys. You can also go to WTVNetworks.com, check out some cool entertainment stories, and my show, TheEasyShow.com. You can follow us on Twitter at EasyWayBroadcast, B-R-O-D-C-A-S-T, Easy Way Broadcast. This is the official station. It's this podcast station to help celebrities interact with their fans, and you know, we're doing it upright. We're doing it real cool tonight. I mean today. So we're about to have some fun, and you know, first and foremost, we're going to try to get our guest in, Roz Taylor Jordan, man. Roz Taylor Jordan from America's Got Talent. You guys know that show. If you watch it, make sure you talk to me about it. Call in and say what's up. And also, the tweets are open. You can tweet me at E-R-I-C. Z-U-L-E-Y on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. My Twitter is open. I'm looking at my tweets. If you tweet me, I will get it, and we will shout you out on the radio. You can also follow us on Facebook at Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Broadcasting, and now we're going to have some fun. Definitely going to have some fun here. So waiting for our special guest, and in the meantime, hey, let's talk to some callers and see what's going on. We got a 570-5269. Who's this? Who's on the line?
Kayla.
Kayla, how are you doing, Kayla? What's your where are you calling from?
I am actually calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, one of my favorite places. So do people actually get their necks bitten out there? Is that true?
Do they what?
Do they get their necks bitten? Is there really vampires out there?
No.
Okay. you enjoying the show so far?
Yeah, I am.
And what are you calling for today?
My friend that actually found on Facebook where MIC is supposed to be on tonight.
Yeah, MIC will be coming on real soon here, and you're listening to Easy Talk. We'll be bringing him on. We'll make sure we get a chance for you to say hi to him and ask him a question. Thank you for supporting. He'll be on probably around 2:10 or so, about 5 minutes or so.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
You guys, it's Easy Way Broadcast, and I'm your host, Eric E.Z. Zuli, and we're doing it the easy way, baby. It's Easy Talk. We're about to have Ray J coming on, Sahiba coming on later on, and we have a special casting director that's supposed to be coming on as well. Her name is Roz Taylor Jordan. She is the casting director for America's Got Talent. And I'm pretty sure there's some talents out there that are, you know, looking to do their thing. So hopefully she can answer some questions for you. And this is Easy Talk. And if you guys haven't heard about it, tell your friends. It's an awesome show, and we help open up doors for people in the industry. And we have a lot of celebrities that are going to be doing shows as well, Monday through Sunday. Every Saturday, Shane Sparks, Emmy-nominated celebrity choreographer, does a show, 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And everybody remembers that. Need some music here. Pop some music behind me. And this is Easy Talk. Yes, sir. So I'm still, if it sounds like I really don't know what I'm talking about here, I'm looking through the 90 callers right now to find our special guest, Roz Taylor Jordan. In fact, I think I'm going to give her a call. Let's just do that. Let's just give her a call and see if we can get her on the line here. Because I know everybody wants to talk to a casting director for America's Got Talent. She also does a lot of casting for a lot of other stuff, too, man. Roz is the bomb. Roz is the bomb, and she loves helping people, and I've known her for years. Let's see if we can get on the line here. Let's see what we got here.
Easy?
Roz, I'm glad I got you, man.
I've been listening. I've been listening the whole time, waiting. I'm like laughing, and I'm like, Pennsylvania, that's awesome. And I'm like, why isn't he picking it up? I don't know what to do.
I couldn't find you, so at least we got you on.
I've been using my cell phone.
We got Roz. Well, I had to get you on somehow.
Can you hear
me? So we got
Roz
Taylor Jordan
on,
guys. This is the woman to make your dreams come true. Roz is a very special person to me, and she's going to actually be coming on the show every week and talking about all those school casting opportunities. And she's a supervising casting producer for America's Got Talent. The show is produced by Fremantle Media USA. Fremantle. Did I say that right?
Yep, you did.
Fremantle Media USA, and you're working on America's Got Talent right now. Tell us about it.
I'm so excited, Easy. You know me. I'm always excited. But this time with America's Got Talent, there's so many great changes coming, and we're for the first time ever taking it on the road to a lot of cities we've never even been to. We're going to Birmingham and Memphis and Nashville and Savannah and Raleigh and Norfolk and San Antonio, just so many cool spots to try to find all those unique talents that seem to find their way to you.
Ah, I love it. I love it. Wow. So how was the last audition? I know you guys just did something out here in L.A., and then you did something in Vegas. Did you guys find some good talents?
Yes, we did. We're on a roll right now. We just did L.A. That was pretty awesome for us. Vegas, we are in Seattle yesterday. We're in Portland this weekend at the Oregon Convention Center, and it's just going to keep rolling from there. And the one thing that I'm noticing that the excitement for the show has built, which is really great after, you know, 8-7 seasons.
And so tell us about yourself, Roz. You're a big casting director. You're a producer. You're doing big things. So how did you get so big in the industry? How did you get to where you are now?
I am not anywhere near as big as Easy Eric Zulli. So I'm just still a little fish. Still a fish trying to get by, but I started just, you know, like everybody else, I kind of fell into it, and at MTV, and started with, you know, some of the shows that are still on the air, like Survivor and stuff, and it just kept going, and I think consistency is the key. As long as whatever you do, you're consistent, and you're always trying to be innovative and improve, you'll always seem to land a job.
What other stuff do you cast for? Like, tell us what else is coming up.
Well, we're doing Total Blackout. That's another one for sci-fi. That's so much fun. It's on the air right now, so people can check that out. We're doing another show where we're looking for really fun families who have really unique, interesting talents and fun, different than America's Got Talent, but always looking for families, working on a really fun show where we're getting these really unique characters who do, you know, like special, unique gifts and treats that they make for people, or just something that you haven't seen, unique businesses. There's always something coming. I'm working on Let's Make a Deal. right now, which is really great with Wayne Brady, and people can go at any time. I mean, it's taping. They give away tens of thousands of dollars in cash and prizes, cars, money, and you get to wear a really fun costume, and Wayne is really cool. It's just a really great experience at Sunset Bronson, and the great thing about that is it's, you know, iconic television. I feel so blessed that I'm part of shows that are part of pop culture, and that's what being working with you, somebody who's so dedicated to helping people, it's really fun to be able to make people's dreams come true. It's really a gift.
It is, it is, and I still remember back in the day. I've known you for 5-6 years, and we did the interview with CEO TV, and I actually called you up on the phone, and everybody went nuts. And I mean, that's what the show's about, man. It's an easy talk, and we try to make it easier on people. And we're going to be bringing on awesome guests like yourself and different people. And actually, one of our other guests is calling me right now, so I'm gonna call him on. I'll pick up the speakerphone. Ty, I'm going to call you on the show, so pick up. I'm going to call you, and I'm going to introduce you to our current guests that we're talking, and we are live right now, so I have to keep talking. No pausing during the conversations. Yes.
So pick up. We can't get home, man. It's all crazy right now.
Okay, I'm gonna call you right now, and I'm going to call him, so I'll make sure I get you guys on. So pick up. I'm calling you right now, okay?
I can't three-way call with you. You calling me, I'm going to call you.
But I'll call him.
Okay,
yeah, we'll make it happen.
All right.
That's how it goes, man. Easy talk, and Easy Way Broadcast. And this is the show. This is the station to help you interact with your favorite celebrity. And we got Roz Taylor Jordan on the line, baby. Roz Taylor Jordan, casting director, Nair, producer. And so now I'm actually going to call a good friend of mine. His name's Ty Hollywood. Ty Hollywood's a celebrity host and BET MTV host guy, and he's actually the reason that Mr. MIC is going to be on the show today, and we want to talk to him a little bit, so I'm going to bring him on. And, man, I've never had 50 callers on the show, so I apologize, guys. We're going to get to all you guys and definitely make sure we can talk to you guys, but...
It's so fun. I mean, you're so good. I'm so proud of you. I just feel like, you know, you are such a great connector, like you say, you know, thank the middleman.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Roz. And let's here.
Hi.
I mean, this is hard to actually multitask like this. I'm literally doing 5 different things. I'm reading emails as I'm calling. And Ty.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, there we go. We got Ty Anderson on. Ty, meet Roz Taylor Jordan, casting director extraordinaire. Roz, meet Ty, actor, host, right hand. And while you guys are talking and keeping the show going, I'm gonna call Mr. MIC here. So
you guys are calling already?
I'm about to call him right now, but you guys meet each other. You guys talk a little bit.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, and you?
I'm doing great, Ty.
I want the audience to understand that we do interact and we do connect people on this show. I want you to watch and witness what happens between these two. Okay, I'm shutting up now.
Okay, so Mr. Ty Hollywood, great to meet you.
Obviously,
I'm doing awesome. And so you're into a bunch of stuff. What's going on with you right now?
Like I said, I'm doing shows, you know, shows, casting. You say you do casting. You know, I need some more casting. You know, I'm always I got Stop Bullying tours coming. I'm, you know, just working hard. We got a show tonight, you know, with my boy MIC, who's coming on to the show today. You know what I'm saying? So we're doing a lot.
You know, I would love to know, as a casting director, you know, we're always, especially with America's Got Talent, a lot of other shows that we do, how to find those gems. Because I am always scouring the country, getting people to recommend people, going to events like yours. And just what's the best way that I could help people like your talent, your clients, your people get connected to me? Like, what methodologies do you use to get to people like me, and how can I get to you better?
I mean, I do stuff the easy way, you know, so I got my right-hand man, Eric Zuli, you know what I'm saying? So I hit up my boy Eric, you know what I'm saying? I mean, when people come to contact me, like you said, I use my Twitter, my Facebook, you know, I'm on all that, so I let everybody get in contact with me, social network me, and, you know, just contact people. That's the easiest way. Probably, you know, get your email out there. I mean, just make it easy for us because, you know, so many people, we want to get there and they be wanting him, but I be needing them just as much as they need me, you know. And,
I know. You know, what's so different now in the world is, you know, the easy way is the only way to do it. And having a connector like him is just, it's non-existent before. And now, you know, being able to be connected to people in all different genres, industries and stuff and collaborate is really fun. And the one thing that I think people don't understand and that Eric does so well and that you obviously are doing is the impact of social media. Can you tell me how that's I wanted to let everybody know when they're casting or if they're going for auditions and stuff that we really do look at those pages. And you may get the job because you have 50,000 Twitter followers as opposed to somebody who's not on Facebook or not connected to EZ and his network of, you know, a billion different podcast shows, events. You know, you got to network. You got to be out there. But one of the best things.
I don't think I'm actually at a billion yet, but thank you for the compliment. I'm getting there.
Almost. But, you know, how effective that is and how people need to know being able to get those numbers up, get their reach further really does impact how people see them because it shows that you're already a viable candidate for a show and you bring something to the table.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, when we be doing our shows, we book opening acts often a lot of times. You know, like, you might not have no street buzz, you know, but just because you got that, you know, 14,000, 20,000, you know, true followers on your Twitter and, you know, Facebook is, you know, 5,000 people, and when you say something, they respond, you know, it's crazy.
I'm bringing on MIC right now, too, while you guys are talking. We'll just make a big old party. MIC,
you know,
is that you? Is that Mr. MIC?
Hello, who's this?
This is Easy Talk Show, looking for MIC.
Easy buddy. Man, you want to talk to MIC? This is him. Nah, I just like, what's up, man?
Yo, MIC in the building.
What up, man? How you doing?
There he is. Man, I you should have forewarned me. I didn't know that, you know, my station, I wouldn't even be able to answer my guests. I'd have to call them personally to get them onto the show. We have probably 50 callers in the queue right now for you, man. You got a ridiculous fan base.
I'm so thankful, man. Shout out to Team MIC. I couldn't do it without them.
Yeah, well, hey, I need to talk to your team because your team needs to start doing it the easy way because your team's a good team. Yeah, you know, you definitely got some stuff cracking. So, hey, Ty Hollywood, this is your guest and MIC. We also have casting director extraordinaire Roz Taylor Jordan. She's actually the casting director for America's Got Talent and many, many other shows. She's on the line with us as well. Ty, go ahead and introduce your good friend and what's going on, and we'll start talking to you, MIC.
Yo, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the official Takeoff Kid, you feel me? This guy is phenomenal, talented. He's done a show, you know, got a song with YG getting ready to drop. He's opened up for, man, Kitty, you know, the Travis Sport. I mean, he's phenomenal. That's all I'm going to say. He got so much going for us, so I got to just stop talking. The one, the only, my boy, my brother, my right hand, my partner, NYC is in the building, ladies. You know what I'm saying? So I hope y'all listening right now. I hope y'all calling in. Because he got a show tonight, and we're going to let y'all get a chance to win a ticket, you know, tickets for a show tonight. You know what I'm saying? And my scene, let him know.
Where's your show tonight?
Tonight it's in Hemet. I'm actually doing a 316, and then after that I'm going to another at a club. It's an 18 and up club. And, I'm just ready to tear it up and put on a good show. I believe the other one is in it's at Dynasty Fridays at MJ's.
I told you we got some questions prepared for you, and we talked a little bit before the show. You know, congratulations on your success, and you have a huge fan base, man. That follows you, and they support you. And for our listeners who may not know everything about you, you know, tell us about yourself as an artist, as a singer, as a songwriter. Tell us about what we need to know about MIC.
I will. My name is MIC. I love to do music. That's my passion. I rap, sing, dance, model. Have my own clothing line called Legit Living. songwriter as well. I just love to express my feelings on song, whether it's writing for me or writing for other artists. It's just it's dope. It's what I like to do. And, yeah, music is my life, basically.
Good stuff, man. So, why did you steal? When are you gonna give Chris Brown his look back?
Chris Brown is a dope artist, man. I respect him for everything he's doing. I feel like we have our different styles. Like he's original in his own way, and I keep it original in my own way as well. And we're just both out here just on the grind, trying to make it to the top.
Go ahead,
Ross. I want to hear what a casting director would say to an artist. I want to watch this interaction happen on my show. Go for it.
Well, I'm just curious if you could give me a little background of how you got started and where your big break came from. Like how, because people think a lot of times that, you know, having a record and being able to tour is just something that comes easily or it just takes this one thing. But most people don't know. A lot of the artists and people that I've met, casting directors will see the same people over and over and over again, and maybe you're not right for this part or that part, but when your time comes, you're at top of mind, and I'm just curious, like, what your route's been like to get where you are right now.
Oh, well, it's definitely a tough struggle just for the grind, just to make it in general. Like, for me, I ever since 15, I was doing this, like, day and night, just grinding, networking on first it was MySpace. I was on, like, the top music charts for MySpace. I was, like, number one on the list, and then on an independent artist. And after MySpace, I was going on Facebook, and YouTube, Twitter. And I was just, like, constantly, like telling people to check out my new video and stuff. And then ever since that, like, a lot of people were just were interested in my music, and I just kept on going hard. Continue to make great music for them, and then I was just blessed just to have the fan base I have now. And then after social media networks, I ended up doing a high school tour, and I was going to like to a whole bunch of high schools, just booking them and putting on a great show for the students. And it was just
were you doing that yourself? Were you hustling those bookings yourself?
Yeah. So what I was doing, I was actually calling the schools myself. Like This is between us, even though everybody else is listening. I was all calling and acting like I was my own manager, and I was just I changed my place.
This is between us, MIC. Nobody else needs to know. We won't tell anybody.
Yeah, I know, right? Nobody else that's listening needs to know. Yeah, so that's the way I really did it. I just called the schools and then made it happen. Then I like called some of my boys that DJ, that danced, and then I was just like, man, we need to do this high school tour, and if you guys support me. And if you guys come on the road, that'd be dope. That's what I did to start it all off.
See, I'm proud of you because you were very proactive. And most people don't understand if you have an agent or a manager or anything to get to me, it takes a lot of your own hustle sometimes and the tenacity and the willpower and just the, you know, sheer determination. And that's something at 15 years old that speaks a lot about your work ethic and, you know, that's really awesome.
Now, Ron, let me ask you this. Is that something that casting directors look at, personal work ethics and how hard the artist or the actor is grinding themselves? Or, like, what would make you – like, for instance, you're the casting director for America's Got Talent. MIC obviously has a really ridiculous fan base, and you'll hear his music pretty soon. What would make you interested and put him above the stack of the other millions of people that are auditioning for a show like that?
Well, the thing is that your talent's going to speak for itself. You know, it's going to speak volumes. But like I mentioned earlier, and something that you do so brilliantly is the fact of getting yourself out there and having those Twitters and having those Facebooks. Like for our show, we actively go out. We call vocal coaches. We look on Facebook. I go to Reverbination. I still go to MySpace. And even though some of those are not as great. You know, you look up the Twitter hashtags, who's trending right now, what's hot right now, calling those, like you said, calling the people who have studios and them touting you. You know, people will recognize if you're serious. A lot of actors are, maybe some, I do not want to generalize, but those who don't have as much passion maybe as MIC does will wait for it to come to them. And we do recognize when you're out there, when you're updating your headshots, when you're getting this new footage, when you're keeping in touch. We like to have people keep in touch. And send us something and make sure that you're current and fresh.
Well, you know, we're going to play Baby, his song Baby, Baby, and MIC could tell us a little bit about after we play the music. And Roz, I want to get your opinion as far as being someone in the business for over 20 years and the level of shows that you guys do. And you can look up Roz Taylor Jordan, R-O-Z, Roz Taylor Jordan on IMDb if you guys want to know who is on the line right now. And I want to get your opinion if this would be somebody that you would accept for something like America's Got Talent or the other 20 other shows that you cast for. And we'll, when we come back, we're going to answer a couple callers to see what they think about the show. And Ray J is calling me right now, so I'll be right back, guys.
Hello?
Yo.
Yo, I would, I mean, in my team, would you consider joining DC? Is that something you would consider?
Baby, you amaze me. You're incredible, amazing, baby. Beautiful from head to toe. I never felt this way before, so I just gotta let you know I'm blessed to have the best. I must confess, I be a mess if you say no a second guess. So I'm just thankful you say yes, girl. I wanna be with you. I know you want that too, so take my hand and let's run away, and we can do whatever that love is due.
Boy, you know you'll always be my baby.
Can you always be the one for me?
So fine, your smile's beautiful. Boy, there's one thing you always gotta know. Boy, you know you'll always be my baby.
Can you always be the one for me?
The way you smile, boy, it drives me crazy.
I was meant for you, girl. We were meant to be.
Riding in the car, I was just parked outside, and then I got a beat from one of my producers named Jay Trezzi, and he was like, "Like I sent you a beat because I wanted to do like a nice love record." And when I was writing it, I was just like, "Man, I gotta let the listeners feel exactly how I'm feeling, so they can relate to it and they can dedicate it to the special loved one or the person that they're crushing on or like." So when I directed a video with the director of JT Visuals, I was like, "Man, let's make this like real looking." How like couples really do interact with each other, like cuddling and watching movies together, and it just all came out good. And right now it's like at 1,700,000 views, and it's just going crazy.
Good stuff, man. Yeah, and you have a ton of views. And speaking of your fans, man, let's get a couple words from some of your fans, and we're gonna go ahead and answer some of the lines here. We have 1653. You're on live with Easy Talk. How are you? Where are you calling from? Caller 832-1653. If that's the last digits of your number, you're on live. Are you there? Hello, caller? Okay, we're going to go to another caller. We have another caller, 570-5269. 570-5269. You're on live. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kayla, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Kayla, yeah, remember you from earlier from the show. Kayla, you're on live, and we have MIC on. Go ahead and ask him your question.
I was wondering, to start off, I didn't really know about you, to be quite honest, until I was looking for a picture of a microphone that I had to draw for a project, and one of your song titles came up, and I kind of viewed all your videos on YouTube and kind of fell in love with you since then.
I appreciate you know, checking out my videos and actually liking it and calling it right now. It's just a great feeling just to have people all over, like, the world and, like, different states to call. I mean, to really support me. So I thank you for supporting me.
And we want to also say, too, is we appreciate you calling in and taking your time. We're going to make sure that everybody that's on the line right now is going to be following you on Twitter. And if you follow us, we will follow you back. We want to support you for taking your time to call into the show. And we will go ahead and give all those Twitters on Easy Way Broadcast, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcast. You follow that, and we'll make sure that MIC follows you, myself, the casting director that's on the line, Ty Hollywood, and everybody else on that. We appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and grab another caller, 714-8194, 714-8194. You're on live. Are you there, caller? If your last digits is 8194, you're on live. Are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name? And you're calling from Orange County?
Correct.
All
I
right, love it.
I called MIC on Tuesday.
Hello?
Not so long ago. I saw you on Tuesday.
Oh, you had the concert.
Yeah.
How did you like it?
Actually, it was pretty good. You and Anthony did a great job. So did Jay Puerto Rico did too.
Oh, no, yeah, that's
yeah, it was good. It was a good concert, I'm not gonna lie.
Yep, shout out to my boy DJ Puerto Rico, Anthony Starr, and my CA taking over.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Cool.
Anyways,
I thank you for calling.
How did you
even
get started with everything?
How did I get started? Well, I had an older brother that did music, and I was, like, always playing sports, but he was doing the music side of everything, and I was like, man, like, this guy is tight, and I was like, so I started writing music, and he was like, man, I'll get you a beat. You should just try to record something, and even though I was, like, recording on a computer mic, I was starting somewhere, so... After I did the first song, I was like, oh, man, I mean, it's not, like, the best, but it was cool. So he was like, just keep on doing it. You'll improve and get better. So
Hey, guys, I don't want to interrupt real quick, but we do have to let our caller, I'm sorry, Roz Taylor-Jordan, the casting director that's on the line, she has to get back to work. I just got the text from my agent. Roz, thank you so much for calling into the show and joining us. We really appreciate you. And any closing words?
Nope, MIC, if you want to come on AGT, I'd love to show them your video and see if we can make something happen, but you're a little bit too big for us. You got 1,674,488 views, so I think you're doing all right. All right, but I'd love to come to your show, so we'll hook that up. But thank you, and I'm Ross Taylor Jordan, doing it the easy way. Love you, Eric.
I love you, too. Thank
great
you for coming.
Great to meet everybody.
In.
Okay, all bye, right. Guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, caller. Well, thank you so much for calling in and supporting. And you can follow Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. And we're going to make sure that everybody that's on the call, including, if we can, Ray J and Sahiba later on, comes in and follows you back and supports you because we appreciate you supporting us. So letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcast. And that way we know who you are. We'll make sure that we follow you back and stay in contact. Thank you so much for calling in. MIC, go ahead and say where your show is if any of the callers want to go to your show.
Well, actually, tonight's it's a private event. It's a birthday event. But there's another one that I'm going to be doing tonight as well, and it's going to be at MJ's Dynasty Fridays in West Covina. So you're 18 and up. Feel free to go. I put on a great show, and
All right, thank you so much. We're going to go ahead and grab another caller here, caller 409. And I apologize, guys, if I'm kind of rushing here, but trying to get through as many calls as we can, and we do have to bring Ray J on here pretty soon and his artist, Sahiba. And we have kind of a format we have to follow. But, hey, man, Mr. MIC, we're going to definitely have you back and give you a lot more time to get to know you better.
Okay.
And let's go ahead and talk to a couple more 409-6422. Caller 409-6422. You're on live on Easy Talk. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, wonderful. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Daniela, and I'm calling from Galveston, Texas.
I love Texas. Woo! And why are you calling the show today?
Really? Really? That's
good. And why are you calling the show today?
Well, I am actually calling because my cousin told me about MIC being on the radio today, and she
is. He
is.
He's on live with us right now. So go ahead and talk to him.
Oh.
How you doing?
Hello, MIC.
Hello.
Hi. I was just wondering when are you gonna come back to Texas? Well, Houston.
Well, all right, so I was just in Houston. That place was amazing, and I want to come back as soon as possible. So as soon as we can lock a concert down or a venue down, I'm coming out there ASAP.
Oh, okay. And one more question. I was also wondering, what do you look forward to on a first date?
Well, that's a great question. Well, actually, the personality is what, like, it captures everything. Like, if a girl has a dope-ass personality, that will just make me feel for her and want to get to know her better and have me interested. If she can make me laugh and she's just smiling and we have a good time, we're definitely going on the next date.
Okay, aww. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No,
yeah,
problem.
Make sure you follow Easy Way Broadcast, and we'll make sure that MIC, myself, Ty Hollywood, all the whole Easy team follows you back and supports you. Thank you for calling in. And tune in next weekend on Friday. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, we're gonna answer another caller. 903 area code. Last digit is 2803. You're on live on Easy Talk. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tyler, Texas.
Oh, Texas. All right. Love Texas. And why are you calling the show today?
Because I was on my Facebook and I checked out that MIC was going to be on.
Okay, I'm not even going to say why are you calling the show anymore. I'm just going to say, oh, so let's go ahead and talk to MIC. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
He is on live. Go ahead and holler at him.
Okay, MIC. I wanted to know, how did you do it? Like, because I see Baze and everybody on YouTube, but they're not doing it big, but you're the only person that does it big.
Well, thank you. Really, I started from MySpace, and then I was on a top music chart, and then I had, like, a song on everybody's playlist, and then from MySpace, I went to Facebook, and Facebook just showed me so much love, and then I went to high schools and middle schools, and then I was also on BET 106 in Park, and that just opened up, like, a lot of doors and opportunities. So I just really just started on the social media, and then went to different schools, and just got so much love by all the students and listeners, and I'm just grateful that I have the fan base I have now. And I do appreciate you calling in and supporting me.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
I love your music, though. That's all I got to say is I love your music. I've seen the video that you had whenever you went to perform. It made me cry because I never seen a guy like you, like, perform like that. I literally started crying.
Oh, man, that's
yeah.
Why did you do that? See, next time, if you come to my show, I'm gonna definitely give you a big hug, okay?
Okay, because I wanted to know when you were gonna come to Dallas or somewhere, because I really wanna go see you perform.
Hopefully soon, within the next year for sure. Like, so hopefully by March, I can come out
okay.
there. And if I do, you gotta bring all your friends, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you
so much for calling in. MIC, I really appreciate you coming on. I do have to bring our other guests on. So I think that to finalize and close this out, we need to figure out something we can do for all your fans and all the people that have supported and all my fans that we can give them something back. So I know you have some posters. You have some CDs. We have many, many companies and giveaways that we work with, you know, and we work with the casting directors and different people we work with. How can we give back to your fans? Like, I want you to talk to me, man, and Ty, to jump in here. How can we give back to your fans? I know we're going to follow them back and we're going to support them that way, but what do you think we can give to your fans?
Well, definitely, like, everybody that did try to call or did try to reach out, we can give them a poster, autographed poster to them. Definitely for the first 5 callers that we did speak to, let's get them a free CD and a poster as well. And then however you want to work it out, like, if you want me to send it to you or give it to Ty or
however works better. Let's just make it happen.
Well, here's what I suggest. If you guys are listening to the show right now, what we're going to do is if you follow Easy Way Broadcast, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcast, official M-I-C, and T-Y-E-H-O-L-L-Y-W-O-O-D, Ty Hollywood, and Eric Zuli. Don't worry about me. I'm nobody. Follow them. Follow the show. Follow the station.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Eric.
What? Yeah.
We're going to get tricky with it. We're going to get tricky with it right now. So if you follow it right now, you know what I'm saying? I want you to put tweet us right now. Easy Pal MIC Takeover. That's what I want you to tweet that. Right? That's going to be the hashtag right now.
There you go. So Easy, what is that? Say that one more time.
Easy MIC Takeover. That's what the hashtag is right now.
All right.
Okay,
hashtag
awesome.
Mic Takeover. You're
going to get a free poster right now. And if you're in Cali and you close to us, you know what I'm saying? We'll hook you up. You can rock with us for a show. You know what I'm saying? So that's Easy Pound Easy MIC Takeover. That's the hashtag right now. Tweet it right now to us, and show support, because my boy MIC is taking over.
Hey Ty, I appreciate you, Eric. I definitely appreciate you for having me on your show. I'm definitely looking
forward
to coming back.
And you know what? I'm gonna do real quick, MIC. In front of all your fans, and Ty knows him as well. I'm gonna call Ray J right now with you guys on the line. Let you say what's up to him, and then we'll close you guys out and bring Ray J in. So I'm gonna bring him in right now. Hold on one second. And I think that you guys should meet each other. And Mr. Ty knows Ray as well, so I'm gonna bring him in right now. Hold on 1 second. We're gonna make the next call. And see if we can grab him. Oh, yeah. Let's see if we can get him.
You've reached Norwood Talent Agency. If you know your party's extension, please
never mind.
Otherwise, please press 0 for the operator.
Don't know what happened. And gone. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and text these people and see what
transferred.
Let's call it. Let's see what we got here. Calling.
Norwood Talent Agency. Is not available. To leave a message.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and try him again, I guess. And I think I got rid of Ty by accident. Oops, sorry. Let me call Ty again. Man, this is a little nerve-wracking. Man, woo! So I'm getting tweets, I'm getting texts, I'm getting emails, I'm getting my agent hitting me right now. It's crazy. I know how you feel, brother.
Hey, man, I do appreciate this, man. But every opportunity is just a blessing. And, like I said, if we can get another show going or anything,
definitely, and keep talking to me. We're just calling Ty right now as well. Man, we're gonna make some great stuff happen. My brain's going a million miles per hour right now. It's crazy. Sorry about that, Ty. We lost you, but we're gonna make something cool happen. We're gonna definitely bring you on again. And I also host for like 5 other shows. I have a green screen show. I have a television show coming out. A lot of things, and it's just all about interaction. And any of the fans that are listening, who knows? Maybe we'll do a show around one of your concerts, around one of your performances. You know,
because we got that school tour coming. I gotta have MIC as one of the headliners on that tour. So you definitely gonna be meeting them soon and doing some work with them. You know, with the tour, since you guys are helping out with the school tour and all that. So.
Let's talk a little bit about the school tour. Go ahead and tell them a little bit about the school tour. And yeah, I'd definitely love to have him. I listened to his music, and I can see why you have such a fan base, man. You have an awesome, awesome style to you. Your beats are great. You have a great stage presence. And who knows? Maybe you'll be in America's Next Talent. America's Got Talent. Because you just met one of the top casting directors that makes the decision. So just remember to tell them you did the easy way when you become real famous, or even more famous than you already are.
Got you. Definitely. I know. I love to be on the show. But, but you definitely got to come out to that school tour. Hey, Ty, I'm ready to headline it, put on a great show. And I just
we didn't know that. already know that. We live in it. You feel me? Like you said, we live in it. Like I said, Stop Bullying the School Tour, Star Life Music School Tour, you know what I'm saying, coming real soon, featuring MIC, featuring the one and only, you know, our brother, Anthony Starr is going to be on that, my boy DJ Puerto Rico. We got a few other, you know, A-list celebrity names coming onto the tour. Shout out to Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way, you know, Eric Zulie and all that, they being a part of the tour. We about to take over schools. We're taking over Castle Park. We're taking over Scandia. We about to take over all those. We even about to do a skating tour. So it's about to be crazy. Like, we about to get back to the skating rinks and all that. It's about to be real crazy.
Definitely. Yeah. Can I give a few shout outs real quick? I got a shout out.
Please do, man. You know, in fact, I'm doing right now is texting Ray J and his people, and I'm trying to coordinate them getting on, because you know how stars are, you know how celebrities are. It's kind of tough to reach them sometimes. So you guys can go ahead and promote whatever you want to promote, and make sure that you get that word out. Well, it actually helps me because you're continuing the show as I'm texting. And there's nobody that hosts like me. There's nobody. It doesn't exist. Nobody does as many things as I do on the show at the same time. I literally tweet people, text them, Facebook them, and Instagram them while I'm hosting, and my head hurts afterwards. Try it. It's crazy.
Yeah. And like I said, hey, MIC, I'm still trying to figure out the MIC workout plan, because it's the only cat that I know that looks like a cat from 300, but posts pictures on Instagram of pizza and K-Papa peppers. What the hell, man?
No, man, I
was like, this cat going to put this big old two cheesy pizzas with everything on them, and then the next picture going to be a six-pack from hell. I'm like, oh, heck, so you need to let them know what your workout plan is, too, man. The MIC workout plan, DB, coming soon.
No, yeah, I got you. That's, you can have cheat days, like, you know, one or two a week, but then the next day after you're eating like that, you got to hit the gym hard, you know, go hard at all. But, I got a shout out to Ty Hollywood, man. This dude is a dope person. He MCs my shows, gets to clapping. Got a shout out to my team, Legit Living, Anthony Starr, Puerto Rico, Isaac, and all them. My producer, Jay Fetty, director, JP Visuals. Got a shout out to Nick Rodriguez, Media Peace, Lavaca, and my boy Tristan, man. This dude is my right hand man, and he's right here recording this while I'm on the interview. And Easy, man, appreciate you. This is MIC. I'm here with Eric Zulie on Easy Way Broadcasting. Thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. I want all the fans, supporters, and listeners to know that this is MIC, and I'm doing it the easy way, definitely. And I got to, most of all, shout out to all the fans. Thank God for everything. Shout out to Team MIC. I love y'all to the police.
Yeah, thank you, MIC. Appreciate it. We're going to go ahead and close out with your song with YG. I believe it's called Work. What's the song called?
Yeah, it's called Work. That's the one featuring YG. But do you have One Chance by any chance?
That's the only songs I got, man. I got the Work song, and I can rap it if you want to tell me. You know, text it to me. No, I'm kidding. I gotta play the Work song. I apologize. So and you know, stay on, because like I said, I did want to introduce a Ray J, and if we can end up getting him on, and we can end up getting his artist on. I always do introductions. That's what this show's about, is helping celebrities interact with their fans, helping celebrities interact with them, with each other, producers. I'm just that connector guy in Hollywood, HollywoodItGuy.com. But we're gonna go ahead and play the song Work featuring YG by MIC. We'll be right back.
Bad girls, gone working on the floor. Bad girls, gone working on the floor. Let me see that thing, the thing go.
I'm back in the thing, tack in the game. Used to land the old shit, acting the same. I'm passing new lanes and I can't stop. I'ma tear it up like I do my tank top. I see a bad girl and she looking right. I just hope she looks the same when they turn the lights on. Yeah, don't want the night to go wrong. So baby, let me see you gon' work it to the song.
Bad girls, gon' working on the flow. Work, work, gon' working on the flow. Bad girls, gon' working on the flow. Let me see that thing, the thing go. Bad girls, gon' working on the flow. Work, work, gon' working on the flow. Bad girls, gon' working on the flow.
I'm such a sucker for pretty bitches, pedicure toes, VVS diamonds and all expensive ass clothes. You look better in private for the one that likes you down low. I told her go with a light and with a light down low. Oh yeah, you still? Oh, you a freak? She only fuck with niggas for money, she ain't cheap. I told her work like a 9 to 5. She ain't a hooker, but she do it for them dollar signs. Yeah.
Bad girls, gone working on the floor. Work, work, gone working on the floor. Bad girls, gone working on the floor. Let me see that thing, the thing, the thing go. Bad girls, gone working on the floor.
All right, guys, I'm going to go ahead and try Ray J one more time here, see if we can get this introduction going. I love those. I was bobbing my head, man. I just hurt my vertebrae. I'm mad at you now, MIC. My neck hurts because I'm bobbing too much. And, you know, give some credit to your producers and your team that created those songs.
Yeah, so I definitely wrote all the songs, but I got a shout-out to Apology for making that beat, Jay Fetty for making my other beats, and shout-out to this, you know, team on my CEO Media piece, and my engineer, Rico, and my other engineer, Coco, so definitely.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and try to get Ray J right now, guys, so hold on 1 second here.
This my shit!
Yay!
Hello.
Hey, is this Ray?
This is Prince.
Oh, hey, Prince, what's up, man? Is you, Ray, Sahiba, you guys there? I'm bringing you on the show. And right now, we can't get anybody else in queue, so I had to call you guys. This is EZ.
My sister calling, but she's line was full or something like that. But I'm gonna call her this number or call the same number we got.
I have to call you guys in order to get you on. The queue is full. We can't bring. Nobody else can call in. So I need to know.
I'm gonna text you numbers to call.
Text me what number to call so I can get you, Ray, and Sahiba on.
All right, cool. This is the number I can text on, right?
No, text, you know what, I'm going to text, man, this is crazy, talk about interactive show, huh, guys? I'm going to text you, Prince, I'm going to text you what number to text, or I'm going to text you right now, Prince, here we go. You still got the same number, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm texting you right now, text this. Text me the number Ray's at and Sahiba, and if you can stay on the line, I'm trying to get you guys on here so we can do it the easy way. Man.
It's definitely a hard way right now, but we'll do it the easy way.
But hey, so hey, Prince, right. While we're waiting to get Ray and Sahiba on, by the way, guys, this is Ray J. Everybody remembers him for the love of Ray J. He's a platinum artist and entrepreneur, and he has an artist that's her name is Sahiba. She's 16 years old, speaks 5 different languages, amazing, really hot song, Marco Polo. Prince, I want to introduce you. Right now we have a gentleman named MIC. He's an artist, ridiculous fan base, and Ty Hollywood, which is one of my right hands, and big major host in Hollywood. And we're trying to get everybody on so we can have fun and get it going. It's just this wasn't expected, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no problem, man. I'm trying to make this happen right now as we speak. All right.
So do we keep you on, or should I, you want to text me what number to call, or how do you want to try to make this happen?
Just keep me on until I get everybody on, then I can just get off.
That works. Okay, well, while you're doing that, I will go ahead and ask MIC a couple other questions, because I did have a couple questions for him. Or, you know, why don't we just grab some callers in the meantime, because I don't get to ask my questions anymore, because the phone's full here. All right, so we have another caller, 706-8475. You're on the line live. Are you enjoying the show?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hello. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Diana. Calling from Augusta, Georgia.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Are you enjoying the show?
Yes, I am. I just followed all you guys.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
Thank you.
Great. Well, you are on live. You enjoying the show? What questions do you have for us?
MIC. What made you get a tattoo of lips on your neck?
I definitely didn't want to get my neck all inked up because I want to still keep it like a clean image as well. But I felt like something like the lips on my neck would people would notice me more for it. And then when I went on BET and everything, I was walking through New York Times Square. People were like, "Oh, that's the guy that was on BET." So definitely a lot of people like noticed me for it. I decided to get lips on my neck because I thought it was unique.
Yeah, it is. I think it's sexy.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Oh, okay.
And I love your baby song.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank
you, caller. Thank you so much for calling in. And you can follow Easy Way Broadcast if you have been listening. And we'll make sure that we follow you back, get you some goodies and whatnot. And definitely appreciate the support. So we're going to go ahead and try Ray J, one more time here, and then his artist Sahiba, and right now we have Prince. Prince, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we still have Prince. Cool. So we're going to go ahead and try to grab Ray J right now, and then we're going to try to grab Sahiba. And my phone is dying, of course. This is God testing me right now, I swear. This is tough. All right, so let's see if I can get this happening before my phone dies. And
hey, Mike, is it raining hard where you guys are at right now? Mike.
I don't know. All right, hold on 1 second, guys. Prince, make sure you text him and tell him that...
yeah, I'm just texting right now.
The mailbox belonging to 8182.
Okay, so that didn't work. Let's go ahead and try Sahiba. Just keep texting him and tell him. He may be in a bad signal, who knows. We're going to try Sahiba, which is Ray J's artist. And Prince, just text me when he is for sure available, because especially that his number is on the voicemail. I think he wants to pick up. So we're going to go ahead and try his artist, Sahiba. And... Sahiba is Ray J's artist, and just so you guys know, I want to keep MIC and Ty on the line because this is a show about introduction. I want you guys to witness and listen to the introduction and how this stuff happens and then what happens afterwards. And I do a show about it. You can watch it on YouTube. It's pretty cool. So we're gonna go ahead and call Sahiba right now.
Wait, easy.
Yeah.
1 second, man. My sister just texted me. She said her battery's dying. She's gonna give me another number right now.
Okay. No problem.
One sec.
So
all right, I just got it. I'm gonna text you right now.
Alrighty. So hey, MIC, you ever been on a show like this? MIC, you there? Ty, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah. Did we lose MIC?
I don't know. You see this weather, man? I don't know how our cell phone is working.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. This is tough because this is a phone show. It's a phone-based show. And, you know, I'm trying to use my cell phone here to get everybody on. But, yeah, my cell phone's dying and the storm is killing everybody's signal. And nobody just seems to know how to use a landline in the world anymore. It's all cell phones or social media.
Actually, we don't use our phones no more. It's the smartphone thing. Team Android, what up?
Yeah, so did we lose MIC? Text them.
Let me see. You got to call them back.
I got to call them back? Okay.
Yeah.
Do me a favor and text me his number again so I don't have to go through and things. And I'm also, my phone's dying right now, and we're trying to get Ray and Sahiba at the same time. I'm doing a lot of things. If you could just text me.
Oh, he said no. I did get a text saying that he's still there. His phone is, I guess, it's the signal.
Oh, okay.
It says Mike's phone is not working. He's still there, though.
He is still there. Huh. Okay. Man. Well, let's see. Let's see if we can get, all right. Well, you know, talk to, you're a celebrity, Ty. Talk to my audience. Help me out here. I gotta do a couple things and arrange some things. I'm trying to charge a phone and call 20 different people, and I'm trying to find a charger. And take over my show for a second. I'll be right back.
All right. Well, send some more calls on. All right. Hello, sir. I can't take over a show. I'm on here by myself. Hello?
Hey, I'm back. Let's go ahead and grab a caller. And let's
hey, I was nobody was responding. I don't know if anybody's on right now. If you can hear me.
Nobody's on right now?
I don't think so. I was talking. I can't. MIC is not working. You said his name was Prince. I didn't hear. I couldn't hear. I couldn't hear nobody.
Prince, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So okay. Just hang on.
We got Prince. Let's see if we can get MIC back on. Then let's see if we can get Sahiba on. Then let's see if we can get Reggie on. If I accomplish this feature, I swear I better get some followers out of this or something. This is my head is hurting right now. This is a toughie. But I did get your text, Prince. So we are gonna try to get everybody on and then see if we can continue this show. And I got some really unique questions and we're gonna do some cool introductions and some cool contests and a whole bunch of cool stuff. So we're gonna try to get MIC on right now.
Sorry.
So we can get him back
on.
But
the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Oh, great.
Goodbye.
He said call back right now.
Yeah, you know, I think this storm is killing us, dude. Like,
yeah.
I called Ray 4 times and it's voicemail. I don't think anybody,
This is dad's birthday. I think he's probably with his dad.
Oh, okay. He's with,
yeah.
I call you MIC back.
Yeah, MIC, you there? You there?
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, all right, we got MIC back. Cool. All right, so now we're going to go to text number 24 and and see what we can get. So the last number that you text me, that's the number I'm calling for Sahiba, right? Right,
Brent? Yeah.
And after that, is Ray ready for me to call him? Because I don't want his number to be on air or anything like that.
Yeah, I'm texting him right now. He's going delivered, but I don't know if he's picking up. I don't know where he's at. I have no idea.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Let's get Sahiba in here real quick and
your
see
call
if
has been
up.
Forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 81823.
That's my sister number.
Yep. That's solid. That was it. Yep. And she's not. It's the storm, dude. The storm's killing us.
Oh my God! Hold up, man.
This is crazy. Wow. All right, so
hey, best show in the world right now. I just made a Jack in the Box run. Shout out to Jack in the Box.
if not the best show, definitely the most unique. I don't think there's ever been a show that I've ever tried to call this many people live on a show before to get somebody on a show. So let's go ahead and take a caller and see what they think about the show. We have a caller, 812-4774. 812-4774, you're live on Easy Talk. Have you been listening to the show?
Yeah.
So what do you think about the show? Are you having fun?
Yeah, I love it.
I'm sorry, so what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is DeAndre, and I'm calling from L.A.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
DeAndre.
DeAndre, calling from L.A. All right, great. And I assume you're calling for MIC, so go ahead and ask him what question and or whatever comment you have.
I have no question. I just want to tell him that I always, like, leave him messages and stuff. Yeah, I look up to him, like, because he's doing his things, and he's, like, my role model and stuff.
Man, aww. I try to do my best to inspire people on my music, and I'm just grateful that I have you as a supporter as well. Thank you for, like, taking the time and checking me out. And if you do share it, thank you as well. And if I can be a role model to you, I'll try to be the greatest role model I can be. Well, thank you.
Definitely. So make sure that you follow Easy Way Broadcast. We'll make sure we take care of you for your support. And MIC and I and Ty Hollywood are going to be putting some great stuff together, some ideas for the fans, and some great stuff you guys will enjoy. Thank you so much for calling in, and hopefully you can tell your friends about the show.
Thanks.
All right, guys. So we're going to go ahead and pick up another caller here. I'm trying, guys. To get everybody in here, 678-8757, 678-8757, you're on live on Easy Talk. How are you? Where are you calling from?
ATL.
Atlanta, woo, one of my favorite spots. How you doing? What's your name?
My name is Jenny Burgos.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Jenny Burgos.
Jenny Virgo, okay.
Jenny.
And so how are you? What's on your mind?
Oh, my God, I just want to say that I love MIC. He's actually following me on Twitter.
Yeah. I love you too. Thank you.
I'm so excited right now.
Man, I'm excited that I'm speaking to you as well.
I just wanted to say
so caller, so Jenny, if you could have any wish in the world, what would it be?
To meet MIC for sure.
Yeah, we definitely got to make our wish come true, okay?
Okay.
Right,
so that's what we're trying
to
do, guys, is make wishes come true. So make sure you follow Easy Way Broadcast, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcast, and we're going to do our best to let you – I mean, I don't know. What do you think, MIC? I think we should create some sort of concert idea with my show and create some sort of shoot to where we can have all the fans interact with you and maybe do a piece with a song with you or something. I mean, it seems like you got some serious awesome fans. Would you like that, Jenny? Would you like to be in a music video or be doing something with my MIC?
Of course.
What do you think, MIC? I think we need to set something up here.
Easy, man. Whatever you want, I'm trying to do, let's do it. If we can do something like an online type of thing, and I do like on a webcam where everybody can log onto this website or something. And make it happen. Let's do that.
Okay.
Well, there it is. So, hey, tell your friends you're gonna be one of the new stars of MIC's next webcam videos. So make sure you follow official MIC, Ty Hollywood, and Easy Way Broadcast so we can try to make sure that happens for you. Thank you for calling into the show, and we'll hopefully see you next week.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome. All right, guys, so we're going to try to get Sahiba in again. This is Ray J's artist. She's 16 years old. She speaks 5 different languages, and we are going to go ahead and call her really quick here. And this is Easy Way Broadcast, guys, powered by WTVNetworks.com. Easy Way Broadcast, we're helping celebrities interact with their fans. We love hearing the fans. We love the interaction, and we also have a lot of cool things planned and coming up, and you know, so make sure you keep tuning in and meet some of our awesome guests. And here we go. So we're going to go ahead and try Sahiba once more here. Make sure I'm doing this number right. Yeah, I think that's right. Okay. Let's see if we can grab Sahiba. Will she pick up?
Hello?
Sahiba! There we go. Do we actually finally have you live on air?
Yes, I'm sorry, who is this?
Chris, why don't you tell her who this is?
This is Easy.
Oh, hey, Easy. I didn't recognize your voice. I'm so sorry.
Well, this is my radio voice. This is the different personality. You see me in person when we're hanging out at your music videos,
yeah,
and all the fun stuff. And now you're meeting the radio host Easy. So this is a different Easy. So I understand why you didn't recognize me. But you know, let me give you an idea of who's on the show right now. We have an artist named MIC with like billions of fans. We have Ty Hollywood, which is a celebrity host in Hollywood, one of my right hands. We have your brother. We have you, and we've been trying to get Ray J throughout the whole show, and because of the storm, I don't think that's happening, but we're still going to try. So how you feeling, girl? You got Marco Polo, you got tons of fans hitting you. Talk to us. I'm glad to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you. I feel really glad to be on it, actually. You know, it feels so amazing. I mean, I just got out of school, so, you know, actually I've been trying to call you since, like, 2:15, but, you know, no one would pick up the phone, so... From 2:15, I missed all of my seventh period class, basically. But that's okay.
Oh, I feel bad now. You had to put me on blast on the air too, huh? We could have talked on that privately.
Yeah.
But you know, don't blame me. Blame MIC because he clogged up my line.
Hey, that's messed up. You're not supposed to blame me.
So Sahiba, you have a really awesome, interesting career. Your song Marco Polo is blowing up. I remember when I first met you, when you first did your first music video. You, me, Ray J, his whole family, Prince, Young Buck, and now today, a couple years later, you know, talk to us from when we first met. What's been the transition? What's new? What's going on now?
I mean, it's so amazing because we started shooting Marco Polo like December, so it's almost been a whole year since that day I met you for the first time. And from that day, I mean, I've learned so much. I've learned, you know, I'm just more motivated now because, you know, I have like I have a good path that I'm going on. And you know, I've learned so much as far as my musical you know, mind, like how to write better songs, how to record better. I just feel like I'm growing more wiser and more smart in this industry as I'm in it.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, and so what type of things do you think that you've learned? And being, I mean, you're an artist, you're 16 years old.
I got Radio on right now.
I'm sorry, say that one more time, Prince.
I said I got Radio on the line right now.
Oh, he's on the line with you?
Okay. Yo, I'm here right here. What's up, E?
Mr. Ray J, how you doing, sir? We finally got you.
What's
we got your lovely artist Sahib on the line, and we also have MIC, which is basically clogging up my lines with too many fans, and Ty Hollywood. Glad we finally caught you, man. It's been a tough venture.
Yeah, right, E. Stop playing. You know how to find me. whenever Prince hits me, like, Prince is my brother, and he's one of the greatest producers to ever get on the beat, so, you know, whenever my fam hit me, you know, I got y'all.
Exactly, man. Well, we know each other for a long time, and you have an amazing artist. She's doing some great things. So, you know, talk to us about how, I mean, you are live on air right now. We have thousands of listeners, and we also have MIC on the line and Ty Hollywood. Talk to us about how you met Sahiba and how you ended up working with Sahiba and what's happening right now.
Well, where is she? Is she on the phone? Hey,
Sahiba.
Oh, hi, Reggie. How are you?
What's up, love? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Happy to be on the line with y'all.
Me too.
So let me tell you about her brother first. Prince is, he's young. He's not even 21 yet. He's one of the most talented people I know. We already were in business with him and one of my business partners, the original Young Buck. And, you know, Young Buck started playing me Prince's songs. He pitched me, you know, exactly where Prince wanted to go. And, you know, when we signed Detail like 8 years ago, I had a feeling about Detail, and now look where he's at. And I had the same feeling with Prince, just even more. So Prince and myself, we started working. He produced the theme song for Family Business. And then from there, we just started vibing at his house. And then his sister came downstairs, and she started singing. And she just blew us all away with her voice and her talent. And we just immediately wanted to get in business with her.
Yeah, she's definitely a gem. She's definitely a find. And, you know, really quick before, I don't want to be rude to our other guests, I wanted to make sure Ray J and Sahiba, Prince, you guys met MIC, which has millions of fans, and they're still currently on the line listening. I want to make sure that introduction happens. Ray J, meet MIC. MIC, meet Ray J and Sahiba. And I want you guys to chit-chat a little bit. I mean, I'm telling you, Ray, this guy's got a ridiculous fan base. I can't answer any more calls. We have over 100 calls coming in.
What's up, MIC?
Yeah,
God bless you.
Hello?
Thank you very much.
MIC?
Yeah, hello. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, I'm good.
Great. I wish you the best with everything. It seems like you got a good camp going on for you and a good project, so I definitely wish you the best with everything.
Oh, thank you so much, and congrats on everything for you as well, and God bless you too.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Ray, man, we got to connect. I'm out here in L.A. right now. So, man, if we can get going, shit, that'd be dope.
Man, you ain't saying nothing but a word. Let's go.
And let's make it happen. And Prince, man, nice to meet you, too. Yes, sir. Same here, man. Let's make it happen, man. The AJ and the MIC thing happen. No, I got you on that. All right, right on.
No doubt. All love.
So we're doing it the easy way, and MIC, we really appreciate you being on the show. So now we're going to start getting into the segment with Ray J and his artist. And, you know, I mean, Ray, you're one of the most versatile names in the world of entertainment. You know, you're also a force in the world of business, politics, philanthropy. Tell us about the world of Ray J. Not the Ray J that people know, but the new entrepreneur Ray J. Because I know you a little different than a lot of other people, and I want to give you your chance to speak about that worldwide.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, 2013 is a year for us to kind of focus more on the business side of things. Like, when I do stuff, you know, I try to keep the business separate from the art and from, you know, Ray J the character. But I think over the past few years, you know, Ray J the character and just what I've done on TV is kind of, I wouldn't say overshadowed the business side of things. It's just kind of been more of the recognition of what people see us doing.
But, you know, we work hard every day. You know, we got an office in Woodland Hills. We wake up at 8 in the morning and we go hard, whether it's, you know, campaigning with President Obama, or it's trying to, you know, put on new artists, or just write new TV shows, or, you know, I mean, it's nonstop. But I just want to say that, you know, God has a way to work through everybody. And we, you know, we've been in the game for over 16 years and we're still here. So, you know, the everyday grind is definitely intact.
Did you say campaigning with Obama? I had to go back on that one right there. Campaigning with Obama, you're actually campaigning. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, well, we just we've been in Las Vegas for about 2 months now. Roberta Lane, Senator Reid, everybody with the Nevada Democratic Party has really opened their doors up for us, thanks to my friend B. Taylor. And we were out there with the president. I got all my friends to come meet President Obama. We got a chance to campaign with him and the whole staff and the administration. We was able to go to the Nevada Democratic Party when he won and just, you know, be with all of the senators. And it was really a special moment. Councilman Barlow was there. I mean, it was amazing for us to just kind of walk through those doors like that. So, I mean, as far as politics, we're real young with that, but after this year, man, and after them kind of opening up their doors for us to come in, we definitely want to get involved.
Well, congratulations on that. Man, that's crazy, Ray. You know, I met you a couple years ago. I met you with Detail and the whole camp, the whole convict camp a while back, and I got to say, I congratulate you for all the new transitions and the new 2013 projects that you're moving forward with, you also, I want to throw this out to all the listeners, that you're very humble, and I think that's a big reason why you're moving forward the way you are, and you're finding awesome gems and diamonds like you are, like Sahiba. And talk to us a little bit about what the Sahiba movement is with your new movements moving forward in 2013.
Well, I think Sahiba, she's in her own world. I don't think you know, she has to piggyback off of anything that Knockout is doing or the production company is doing. I think she's in her own world. She's fresh. She's clean. She's very positive. She comes from a great family. So she stands in a different world. You know, me and the team, we happy to be a part of her whole movement because it just gives us a fresh look and it gives us a chance to be a part of something that's just new and organic. So with her, I mean, her sound is amazing. Her voice is amazing. I mean, come on, she writes all of her own songs. They just deliver the music. You know, I'm never in the studio with them. They always just go at it together, Prince and Sahiba. So, I mean, you know, she speaks for herself straight up.
She does. And, you know, we had an intro set up for you, and I wasn't expecting you to come into the call or come on the show that way.
That's cool.
I want to make
sure
that you hear.
I'll pop up in like that.
Yeah, I see that. You do it the easy way. So
I'll pop in.
I'm going to go ahead and pop in.
What
I'm gonna
is
pop
it?
This intro on though, we and my production team worked on this intro, and I want to make sure that it gets there, and you'll see you know, the effort that was put into it. And I have a couple of specific questions for you and Sahiba in moving forward. So we're gonna go pop this intro on really quick, and we'll be right back.
Easy Talk is pleased to welcome today's special guest, Ray J. He's known for his amazing talent in the world of music. He has also starred in many television shows, including VH1's For the Love of Ray J. He's now getting rave reviews on his newest role as Kenny on TV1's hit The Ricky Smiley Show. This versatile entrepreneur is a force in the world of business and politics at the highest level. Easy Talk is looking forward to hearing all about the world of Ray J.
All right, so there we go. I wanted to make sure we give a shout out to my producer Tina Truman and everybody.
Tina sounded like she was in Mars and we was on Earth, and she had a bunch of reverb on her voice. I ain't mad though. It sounded like she was at a basketball game.
Hey, you know what, dude? That was done within hours before the show because it was so tough to actually reach you.
She did a wonderful job. She did a wonderful job. Thank you for that intro.
Always, always, man. So now I met Sahiba with the Marco Polo song, and Sahiba is, you know, we just got back from a great concert at the high school. And by the way, guys, if anybody wants to see any of this, you can go to youtube.com/Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, or theeasyshow.com. And we did some awesome stuff. So what has been happening ever, you know, going into, like, what new things are happening with Sahiba now from that music video and from that concert? Because I know I'm seeing the tweets. I'm seeing the movements. And Sahiba, if you want to tell us what's going on, we want to know the info.
Actually, from Marco Polo music video all the way up till now, I recorded my next single, which is called Panic. And I don't know if you heard of that, but it's a great track. You're going to love it. I mean, and from there on, I think the beginning of this month, I just traveled to London, and I worked with the producer. He's from London. His name is Rishi Rish, and he's produced with all kinds of artists like Jay Sean, Britney Spears, and tons and tons of Bollywood artists as well. So, you know, just to get in the studio with him, I think that's a really big step on the ladder for me.
Congratulations, definitely is, and you're with one of the best entrepreneurs, and I'm speaking on that personally, on knowing Ray J on a personal tip. And also, I wanted to throw it out there that if you guys actually Google E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y and Hello Hollywood, I'm actually in the midst of being kind of one of the Ryan Seacrest for China, and we're going to be doing a lot of different stuff in China with Larry Namer, the co-founder of E! Entertainment, and that is in writing. It was a press release that was put out. And I do want to actually talk to you guys about the China movements we're doing and help you get into that market, too. Because I really think that, Sahiba, that you're an amazing artist, you have amazing talents, and you have an amazing team behind you. And anybody that's listening, I really want them to hear this show and really witness and watch and follow Sahiba Forever, F-O-R, Sahiba Forever, Ray J, and Easy Way Broadcast. And watch the transitions and watch the movements, watch what happens. Now, Ray, tell us a little bit about the show coming up, about the new show you have, and you know what's happening with the Ricky Smiley show, and what you might want the listeners to know.
Yeah, shout out to Ricky Smiley. The show come on, I think every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock on TV One. It's the number one show on TV One. Thanks for everybody watching it. It's hella funny.
Now, out of all your projects, do you have one that is completely fulfilling for you, Ray?
The one fulfilling project for Ray J right now is Sahiba. No, that's what it is. Everything she do, everything she touch is gonna be gold. And we on the same team. We have to be in the building. She just signed to Prince, and I mean the artist Prince. You know the legend Prince. She just signed to his management team. So, you know, she's been overseas doing some special stuff. We just happy that, you know, that it's really about to drop and people really get to hear this good music. Yes,
wow, that's amazing.
But
so the Prince, the legend, the artist himself, she just signed to him?
You dig.
Wow, there you go. Obviously, you do it the easy way, officially. Good one on that. And can I ask, you know, because I think a lot of the listeners would want to know how something like that happens. You know, what was the handshakes? What was the movements?
It was the management team. Like, his whole team that works with him seen something special in her and wanted to get involved.
Oh, okay. So it was the management team. Yeah, so what's that like? How do you feel with that, Sahiba? You're signed to Prince now. That's I don't know how big that's gonna be. So you got Ray J behind you and Prince, and you got EZ. How else can you lose?
I don't know. I thought I was signed to Prince. I thought I was signed to Ray J. No, you know,
Hello?
we it's a management team. So the
you can explain the deal. Explain the deal, Prince.
Yeah, the management team is, you know, Karen Sharma and Rishi Rich, you know, they're taking the project to a whole nother level. We already had in talks with Sony Music, Warner Brothers, so, you know, we in talks with this whole company. So, you know, by 2013, you're going to see a big movement coming from the whole Knockout Entertainment / Prince Productions and everything, you know, but whatever we do. So just keep a lookout for that.
Whoever wants to answer this question, because the whole Knockout family is not the whole Knockout family, but the three of the main people on the show here. What is Knockout Entertainment? If anybody wants to know more about it or get involved with it or whatever, how do they get involved and what is Knockout?
Well, I mean, you got to have the skills to get involved. So right now, you know, Knockout is a music company. It's a television company and an overall entertainment company. And it's only a few people that's rocking right now because, you know, we don't want to do too much. We want to focus on something that's for real. So, again, Sahiba is the topic. I mean, that's what we're focusing on right now. And I appreciate you for even there being there from day one because you've been there since we started.
Yes, sir, bro. I got you guys' back, and I appreciate you guys for hitting me up. And, you know, the Hollywood It Guy blog is up to 482,000 followers now, so we're moving on up.
I see you. Go get them. So, look, I'm going to let y'all continue the interview because, you know, I don't want to, you know, be the focus of this. It's all about Sahiba. It's all about her music. Y'all get back to it. I love y'all. It's KO for life, you know?
Definitely, Ray. Well, we appreciate it. And give that Easy Way Broadcast shout-out really quick before you
back. Shout-out to Easy Way Broadcast. We broadcasting all over the world the Easy Way, not the sleazy way.
All right, thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, Sahiba, keep going,
right,
bro.
Bye,
we got
bye,
you.
Okay.
All right.
So Sahiba, So Sahiba and Prince, how do you guys feel having support like that? You just had Ray J get on the line, which is a very, very known name, and he's doing his thing, and he took his time to support you as an artist. It was very obviously what his focus was, you. And how do you feel having the family support that you have so far?
Well, I just feel so blessed that, you know, they even chose me to be a part of their team, and most importantly, you know, a part of their family. I mean, I feel like I'm a part of their family because we're so open with each other, you know. We know each other very, very well. And, you know, for Ray J and his family to put me and Prince under their wing is a huge blessing for us. And, you know, from them, I learned so much. And as well as Prince, I mean, we learned so much from them. And they're just a very, very humble family, you know, and I love being a part of their family.
And what have you learned? You say you've learned so much. What, if you can speak about in detail, what's some of the things that you've learned from being an artist moving forward?
Well, for when I signed to Knockout Entertainment, it just motivated me to, like, work harder, meaning to build up my stamina. Like, I can perform for, like, so many hours straight because of that motivation. Because of Knockout, I believe in myself more. I write more songs each and every day. I think, like, maybe, like, in a week I could write at least 4 to 5 songs and record them as well. And I just feel like I grow musically and as a person while being with Knockout Entertainment.
Awesome. So when are you going to do that Easy song?
Which one?
So when are you going to do that Easy Way song?
The Easy Way, just let me know and I'll record it and then I'll send it to you. Just let me know when you want.
No, I want you to do it. Do a special song the Easy Way.
You got to write the lyrics for her, man, because, you know, you got to write the lyrics, and if she would do it, she'll cut that record right away. I know you do with the pen, too, man. I know you rap, too.
I do? I host. I didn't know I rap. I rap a little bit, and we're definitely going to get in the studio and have some fun. But I noticed that you guys are both on social media a lot. What do you think that social media has been? You know, how has it been a big help to you in growing your fan base, and what things have you learned from social media?
I think that social media, such as, like, you know, Facebook, Twitter, even Instagram, YouTube, it's a great way to promote yourself, and most importantly, to, you know, connect with your fans. And I think social media is the best way to connect with your fans, let your fans know that, you know, you're a normal person, you do things that they do as well, and it just builds up your fan base more and more.
Yeah, that and Easy Way Broadcasting. You know, we help celebrities interact with their fans, and I saw that you were tweeting some stuff out, and we appreciate that. Now, all right, tell us about Marco Polo. How was that created? Yeah, give us as many details as you can.
Okay, so Marco Polo was created in my house, in my room, on my little journal, my notepad. One day, actually, you know that there's a game called Hide and Seek as well, and so the song was going to be called Hide and Seek, but then I didn't feel the title as much, but then, you know, I don't know how, but just Marco Polo just came to me,
and then I wrote the song on my in my journal, and then once I finished writing the song in about a day or two, I presented it to my brother Prince, and then he made the music for it and everything, and then the song was finished and done in about 2 days.
Okay, okay, and I mean that's a it's an awesome song, and so tell us about how you feel as an artist when you're up on stage, and what do you think about before you go up on stage and you perform? How do you get yourself ready?
Well, mm-hmm. I don't know. When I'm on stage, I think that I'm Beyonce, and actually before I go on stage, I say like a little prayer with my dancers. We pray, and then you know. I don't know, because actually what the thing is, my name is Sahiba, right? But my actual name is spelled with the I, like S-A-H-I-B-A, and my stage name is spelled with the Y. And so Sahiba with the Y, I think it's just a different person, I guess, that it's my ego. Like, Sahiba with the Y doesn't have any fear. She doesn't have any nerves, you know. She's like the biggest star in the world. So just to have that confidence in me, that's the confidence that I get on stage.
It's your alter ego. Awesome. And you have a lot of support from your brother, Prince. And Prince, you're still on the line, right?
Yes, sir.
So tell us about yourself and where you think and why Sahiba's going to be going. Let's say before she met the whole Ray J camp and you saw her talent in the beginning. Tell us about yourself as a producer. And then how you've helped Sahiba and why you thought that she was going to be a star. But the questions get harder as they go along. I'm sorry.
No problem, man. I mean, me as a producer, you know, I we've been doing music our whole life, ever since, you know, we were 5-6 years old, both of us. And, you know, me just getting into music was hard enough. So I knew the path, you know, the hard ways to make it into the music industry. So what I did was, when I got into the music industry and with Ray J, you know, Ray J blessing us with these deals and stuff, and I brought my sister along because I knew she can make it. She's versatile. She can dance and sing at the same time. Like, which artist can do that nowadays? You know, a lot of artists, we, you know, sing lip singing and stuff. So she can actually sing live and dance at the same time and interact with fans. So when I saw that in her room, like she was just practicing, I knew. She had that ego, that personality that can make her to the top. And when I brought Ray J over to the house, he automatically knew it too. So that means I wasn't lying to myself. That was really true. And you see what we did in what we did in 10 months. Now you can see what we can do another year. You know, we already took her to London. We already took her to all these big events with Usher and Ray J and you know, all these red carpet events along with Easy Talk and stuff. So. We're going to do a little bit bigger stuff in 2013, man.
Yes, sir. And I have a couple fans that are tweeting me saying, what's your Twitter, both of you guys? So go ahead and they're listening right now.
Yeah,
go ahead and tell them your Twitter so they can follow you guys.
Well, my Twitter – oh, hi, fans. My Twitter is Sahiba Forever, S-A-H-Y-B-A-F-O-R-E-V-E-R. Make sure you follow, and then I will follow you back. I promise.
And Prince, you?
Yeah, mine is Prince. P-R-I-N-C-E-S-A-H-E-B-B as in boy, Prince Sahib.
K-O. Prince Sahib. I love it. So, all right, so we have a couple callers that are in queue here, and people, you know, there's too many callers in queue, guys, and I don't want to double answer, and so here's what I'm going to do. If you guys are in queue, and well, I know you are because I see you, and I will be Instagramming, and my Instagram is E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, a picture of thousands of callers here in queue. So what I want you guys to do is follow E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. I am looking live on my Twitter right now, and you guys can tweet me. Tweet me if you have a question for Sahiba. Tweet me if you have a question for Prince, if you have a question for me and the show. And I want to do the live interaction. There's just way too many callers to actually bring you on live. So if you tweet me, I am looking at it right now. If you tweet Sahiba, if you follow Prince, we are looking at you guys, and we will definitely respond. But this is Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. I've known you guys for a long time. And Sahiba, what are your inspirations? Who inspires you to do what you're doing besides Ray J and your brother?
Besides Ray J and my brother, my biggest inspiration is Beyonce. I've been listening to Beyonce ever since I think I was 10 when I first got her CD as a birthday gift. And, you know, before I was sent, I really didn't know who Beyonce was. I didn't really, you know, care. But then once I got that CD, I listened to her songs, and then I was like, wow, you know, I want to be like this person. I want to sing like her. I want to dance like her. I want to act like her. I want to walk, talk just like her. And so that's what inspires me today. And, you know, because of Beyonce, I'm able to dance and sing at the same time. And she's a really big part of my, you know, like my musical inspiration.
Awesome. Okay. And so now talk to us about the international side of Sahiba and Prince. I know you guys are Indian and you speak tons of other languages. How'd you end up learning all those other languages and not only speaking them, but singing, being able to sing them?
Well, you know, me and Prince, we both grew up in a Punjabi household. We speak Punjabi. And, you know, Bollywood movies, in those movies, you know, everyone speaks Hindi. And so we just catched up on that. We just catched on. And as far as Spanish, I'm still learning Spanish. I'm trying to be as fluent as I can because the Spanish market is just huge. And as far as Spanish goes, I heard the song on the radio. It's a Spanish song. And, you know, I really liked it, and I tried imitating that song. And then, you know, from that day, I decided that, you know, it's a really good idea if I, you know, make myself more unique, more different than other artists. Because, you know, a lot of other artists only sing in English or only sing in Hindi. But, you know, who out there sings in, like, 4 or 5 different languages? And, you know, I'm trying to be that person. I'm trying to separate myself from any other artist in this industry.
Well, you know, this is an international show, and you guys know about my commercial I did with Axe Body Spray in South America. I have my little fan base out there, and Spanish is a very big market. I just interviewed Mellow Man Ace, which is the godfather of Latin hip hop, and then also Baby Bash, and Baby Bash is the legend, they call him the Latin legend. You actually should check out those shows. We were talking a little bit about Spanish hip hop and Spanish music, and how much that. That demographic is starting to really take over. So that's really awesome that you are trying to learn that market, learn that language. And do you have anything going on with the whole Bollywood atmosphere?
Bollywood, yeah. Actually, when I went to London, my manager, she's actually Indian, and her name is Karen Sharma, and she signed Rishi Rish, who is an Indian music producer. And I know she has, like, a lot of contacts with her. There's the head guy of B4U, like B4U is like the biggest Bollywood, I think it's like a movie company, I'm not really sure, but they make like all the top Bollywood movies. And, you know, they were like, you know, just like come out to London, you know, set up meetings and everything for Bollywood. And, you know, once I blow up more, they would, you know, try to put me in Bollywood movies because I can speak in Hindi, which is the international, like the Bollywood language, basically. So, yeah.
Well, you know, we do have a lot. I mean, I don't know if you know, but you don't know because you weren't on the show. But before you guys were on, we actually had a casting director by the name of Roz Taylor Jordan, which is the casting director for America's Got Talent and tons of movies and shows and things like that. And we do have a lot of casting directors and producers and things like that do listen to the show. And if not live, they listen to the archive. So what would you want to tell some of the possible people that could help your career? Now, they're maybe listening right now. What would you want to tell them? Why would they want to book you? Why would they want to bring you on their movies or their music projects?
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm not going to try and compare myself with other people because the only person I challenge is myself, basically. I try to be better than myself. I can speak in 4 or 5 different languages. And, you know, I just feel that India, like young Indian girls, Indian guys, or anyone Indian trying to be a big pop star, they don't really have someone to look up to, like a pop icon, a pop Indian icon. And, you know, I feel like I can be that person. I can be the inspiration for those young Indian children, whether you're Indian, American, whatever. But, you know, I think that I'm different as far as my voice, my dance skills, my languages, just everything. And, you know, I can also act as well. So that's, you know, I believe that it's like the full package.
So you believe you're the full package, and so talk to us a little bit about the acting. You know, who's the acting side of Sahiba?
Acting? I don't know about acting. I mean, I watch, like, you know, a TV show or like a movie, and, you know, I can imitate it very well. And, you know, if you give me like a dialogue, or I don't know what it's called, monologue, I forgot what it's called, or like a script. Yeah, a script. If you just give me like a script, I can act it out, and, you know, I can really impress you.
Well, you know, I'm producing a couple films right now that are with some pretty big companies, and we'll talk about the acting side of you, because I know you as a friend and as Sahiba the musician, and I know you're amazing on stage and you have a great team behind you, but didn't know a whole lot about the acting stuff, and we can chop it up about that. And so basically,
I was about to say she got a big audition on December 12th, so, you know, just pray for her, and if everything happens, you're the first person I'm telling easy.
Oh, appreciate it, man. Definitely. So,
yes,
so we'll definitely pray on that secret audition, and we might have to talk after the show, because I and my agent know a lot of casting directors in Hollywood, and you never know. Do it the easy way. Things seem to be different. So, we're coming up to the close of the show, and I want to give you and Prince your chance to say whatever you want to say to the fans, to anybody that might want to follow you guys, that might want to keep in touch with Sahiba's movement. And then I would ask for you to give a shout out. Say, hey, I'm Sahiba, and I'm Sahiba with Knockout Entertainment, and you guys are listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, and I do it the easy way, if you feel that you do. And you have been doing it for years, so why not?
Hello?
Sahiba. Yeah, hello?
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 I think we lose the signal, my dude. It's a storm.
Oh, the wonderful storm. Okay, Sahiba, I'm going to turn the music off real quick. Give me a shout out. Say, hey, I'm Sahiba with Knockout Entertainment, and I'm doing. You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting.
All right. What's up, everybody? It's Sahiba from Knockout Entertainment, and you guys are listening to Easy Way Broadcasting.
And say, I'm Sahiba, and I do it the easy way.
I'm Sahiba, and I do it the easy way.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, so in closing, what do you guys, you and Prince, want to say to your fans and anybody that might want to follow you and get to know you and learn about you more while we're closing up the show?
I just want to thank all my fans for all the love and support from day one. You know, without them, you know, I wouldn't have the motivation to do better, to make better music. So all the thanks goes to all my fans. And, you know, if you guys have dreams, please listen to your dreams and don't give up on what you believe in. And, you know, and like if you feel like your dreams cannot be reached or your just don't change your goals, just change your action, just change your action plans and your goals will be reached, I promise. And you guys can reach me at Twitter at Sahiba Forever, SahibaForever. If you want to listen to Marco Polo, I suggest you go to iTunes or Amazon, and you can download Marco Polo. And if you guys want to watch the music video, y'all can go to youtube.com, type in Sahiba Marco Polo, and watch that. And if you guys have a Facebook, you can like my Facebook page, and I will be really thankful for that.
And if you want to see any of the behind the scenes, you can type in Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Marco Polo, or Sahiba, or pretty much type in anything you want that has to do with Sahiba, and I probably pop up. And you can see a lot of the cool behind the scenes. Now, Prince, you, what do you want to say to your fans?
Well, you know, just what my sister said, you know, never give up on your dreams. Just keep it going. Like, I really didn't know I was going to make it into the music industry. I started praying a lot, you know, just believing in my goals and stuff. And it eventually happened. You know, God's answering your prayers. Just keep praying. And one day it's going to happen, no matter what. So, you know,
definitely.
You have
right,
to
guys. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, my dude.
No, man, I want you to talk. This is your time. It's my show, your time.
I was just going to say, you know, you ask if you got to look us up from some beats, you know, just holler at Easy or just holler at me at Prince Sahib at Twitter, PrinceSahib, for your next massive single. Let's do it.
Well, definitely, man. We're always trying to open up those doors. And you guys are listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. This is Easy Talk, and we try to make it easy on you, open up those doors. You know, and it's E-Z-I-E-R. It's always the letter E, letter Z. And tune in tomorrow to Shane Sparks, Emmy-nominated celebrity choreographer, dancer. By the way, I got to get you guys connected to him. Very good friend of mine. Everybody knows who Shane Sparks is. And he does a show called Planet Dance every Saturday, 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. He will be on live tomorrow. And tune in next week, Friday, we have a really special guest. Can't tell you who it is because you've got to lock it in and writing and all that stuff. But we are going to have a very special guest, and we're always going to have Roz Taylor Jordan on every week on every show talking about special casting opportunities that you may not know of, and actually nobody really knows of, and how to get on all the shows, and you know we're opening those doors for you guys. So this is Easy Way Broadcasting. We are one of the top 50 Blog Talk Radio shows on Blog Talk Radio. We're a featured host. We appreciate Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. I'm also known as EZ in the industry. I do interviews with people. I open up doors. I have a blog called HollywoodItGuy.com, and I'm here for you. This is Easy Talk, guys. We'll see you next week. Sahiba, Prince, thank you so much for being on the show. You guys rock. And I'm going to get your autograph, Sahiba, before I, the Prince, the artist Prince, blocks you from me or something, because you're getting too big for me, girl.
No, all right, guys. Thank you for having us, Easy. Appreciate it.
Definitely, it's all love, man. Knockout, Convict, the Easy Way. We're all doing it the best we can. We're opening up doors for people. So I'm gonna be following Sahiba. I'm gonna be following Prince, and all of our fans are gonna be following you guys. And we're gonna have fun. So we'll see you guys next week. I'm your man, Eric. I already said that. I'm not gonna say it again. It's Easy Talk, guys. I'll see you next week.
All right.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuley. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuley and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.